Good. Good to hear from you again.
Good
to
hear from you too, brother. Everything's good. Yeah. A lot of games. A lot of stuff to talk about, man.
Yeah, it's starting to finally happen. You know, the early part of the year, it gets a little slow. And then, you know, all these big corporations, they got to wait. Oh, financials, we got to release by the end of the quarter, all this other, you know. So suddenly you start getting stuff coming out. Far Cry 5, you know, probably the biggest thing out right now.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's it took me, 10, 20 minutes. Why the games have to start very long, like you're watching the movie. It's like, can I just have the controller on? Do I have to go to the bathroom, jerk off, come back, watch something else, and then play the game? Like,
yeah, and man, this one. So, you know, I played this on, I played it on PlayStation 4, I played it on Xbox, and played it on PC because, you know, like reviewing the game, I want to see all the versions. So I had to sit through that intro three times. You can't skip any of that shit. Yeah, it starts slow, but you know, they got to set up their story, right? They got to let you know, like, you know, hey, other Far Cries have been exotic, far off locales. Now we got the most exotic locale of all, Montana.
Yeah, yeah.
And
how do you like the game?
I think they miss with the story, top to bottom. Like, there's some interesting stuff I think they really could have done. With their whole, like, hey, this cult is getting wild and getting fucking nuts, and you got to take him out as this sheriff's deputy and stuff. There's a lot of stuff they could have done that they didn't. The game itself, you know, actually just run around shooting stuff, it's kind of the same as the other Far Cry games. They make some changes to, like, so, like, previous Far Cry games, if you wanted to hold three guns, you had to go out and, like, shoot three cheetahs and skin the cheetahs and craft a bigger, you know, holster or whatever.
Oh, wow.
They've taken all that out, and it's just like, you know, just you skin whatever, you turn it into money, you buy these perks. Like, they simplified it in a way that I think makes it, like, less interesting. It was more fun to hunt in some of the other games. And, you know, a lot of the other Far Cry games have done, like, drug shit, where it's just like, oh, you're tripping out, and now you can fly in this mission for whatever reason. Like, they've done that. And they lean on that so hard in this one. Like, they spend so much time just, like, there's a whole, the whole bottom right third of the map is just drug shit. And then the whole north part is, like, brainwashing shit. So it's just like, you spend a lot of the game not sure if any of it's real, but not in, like, a fun way where you're like, man, what's going on? It's just like, all right, well, whatever. None of this matters. I'm just running around smoking everything. And that's fun enough. But I think they missed a chance to have just a much more interesting game. And this being the fifth one, you know, I think they could have changed it up a little bit more. I'd hoped to get a little more change out of this whole Montana thing than it actually delivered on.
What about the biggest game that is out right now? Fortnite.
The biggest game. Fortnite. Man, I feel like every time we're talking, Fortnite has, like, somehow become even bigger. It is... Man, like, you know, like, Minecraft is big, right? You know, Minecraft is a huge game. And I have not seen a game explode this way since Minecraft. And the thing that happened lately that's, like, you know, like a big old mainstream crazy thing is Drake hopped on a stream with, like, a popular Fortnite streamer and was, like, seemed to be kind of holding his own. And was getting in there and, you know, mixing it up. So it's, you know, and they pulled in something like 600,000 viewers a week later. A bunch of Spanish-speaking YouTubers that love Fortnite got together, and they were pulling in, like, 1.1 million people watching that thing.
What?
So not only is it, like, this huge game that people are playing, you know, it's free, so anyone can just jump into Fortnite whenever, but, like, people are watching it. Like, it's taking over. Like, we're getting... You know, emails and stuff from school teachers, because now it's out on phones. It's out on iPhone, and it's the same game on iPhone. You can still, you know, same servers, get with all your friends, do all this stuff. And we're getting all these emails from teachers that are like, yo, we have to turn off. We got to, like, get everybody's phones and put them in a bag when class starts. We got to, you know, turn off whatever ports on the Wi-Fi, make sure they can't play Fortnite in class and shit. Like, it is... I said, man, I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. I've been doing this 20 years. I've not seen anything like this. it's nuts.
What about, like, Pikachu? Pokemon?
I mean, Pikachu, yeah, Pokemon Go, like, that was another one, you know, when that hit phones, you know, there was definitely, like, hey, people are walking out in traffic, finding dead bodies in alleyways and shit, because they're just walking around looking for gyms and trying to find Pokemon, whatever, like that, obviously huge, but like that kind of came and went, you know, like there are still people playing it, but like in, but this is just growing and growing and growing. And every time you see someone talking about Fortnite, it's like one more thing of just like, oh, here's some crazy shit you've never seen. Like a video game reach in terms of mainstream success and all this other stuff, you know, and they keep working on it, you know, they keep working on it nonstop. They got a big replay system coming to it. So, you know, if you get some good kills in or you build a good house or whatever, you know, you can chop those clips up and share them around and stuff. So, you know, they're doing neat things with the game too. It's not just, hey, look at how big this is. It's been wild to see it, man. I don't even know what to make of it anymore. It's just, it's so fucking huge.
What about Sea of Thieves? People talking about that too.
Sea of Thieves, man. This is from Rare. They did Viva Pinata. You talk about Pokemon, you know,
yeah,
I'm more
Rare,
of a Viva
right?
Pinata
yeah.
kind of guy, man. Yeah, yeah. You know, I want my garden. I want to attract fudge hogs. I want to do Viva Pinata ass shit. Sea of Thieves though is a very different thing. You know, it's a multiplayer focused pirate game. So you're linking up either with three of your friends, or you know, it'll match you up with three strangers if you want to argue on a headset with them for a while.
Yeah, no reason. Like, I'll fuck you up.
Yeah. Just hear someone yelling about, you know, how much chocolate milk they need, or they're too high to steer the ship, and you know, all that shit. But yeah, so you know, you get in a boat. And you go around and do pirate shit. And it's this really neat ideas. Like, people are having moments with this game that they're like, I've never experienced anything like this in a game. You know, like, oh, me and my pirate crew, we crashed into this other ship and stole all their shit and took it back and sold it and all that. You know, like, they're really, you know, having these great times with this game. But also, there are a lot of people that are like, hey, you know, kind of, there's not, it's really repetitive. If you're just out there digging up treasure chests, if you're out there just fighting skeletons, like, there's just not enough variety to it. Like, I don't know, like, what do you, you know, if you were a pirate, Seer, what would you want to do as a pirate?
I would like to just swim. I don't know how to swim, but I would try to swim with, like, throwing, like, big, I'm a BBW fan, meaning like big women. So just throw them in the water.
Yeah.
And like be in between them, holding onto their titties or just swimming in between. Like, you know, like a big.
Just a nice floating, just get out there and float.
Right. Yeah. And just, you know, just hang out and talk so they feed me cherries and, you know, food and just.
The only food in this game is bananas, and when your character eats them, he doesn't even peel them. He just bites into the banana, like peel and all. Like, who the fuck does that?
Right, it's not good.
I don't know. But you can swim, but there are sharks, so you swim for a while, and then you just get eaten, and you're like, well, okay, I guess I'm just warping back to my ship, and more pirate shit. It's got a lot of potential, the same way something like No Man's Sky did in some ways, but it feels like there's not quite enough there. Unless you just have, like, so much free time that you can go out and find it. Like, I've put 5 hours into it, and I've seen, like, one other ship the whole time. For a game that's supposed to be, like, you know, me jacking fools and taking their stuff or whatever, like, I haven't seen any fools to jack. So, it's been a bit of a letdown early on for me, but I definitely know, like, it's like, there are people out there just having a fantastic time with it, too. So, I don't know what to make of it just yet. I guess I need to put in more time, and maybe I'll find some cherries. Maybe I'll find...
Ooh.
Some of these women you're talking about float around for a while. Something.
That's big.
Something.
Women. Like, you know, hello.
Yeah.
What about Burnout? Burnout Paradise.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man! You know, we talked about Burnout Paradise a while back. You know, it's out. Well, it's out again. This game is 10 years old, but they just re-released a remastered version of it on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. It just feels so good, man. You know, like driving games these days. I don't know. Like It's a lot of people that just sat down and said, like, you know, those Fast and Furious movies make a lot of money. Why don't we have a shitty crime story in our game?
Right.
And maybe we can try to glom onto that a little bit. And they just don't get it right. They never get it quite right. So Burnout Paradise, there's no story. It's just like, hey, this is the best, some of the best driving and best crashing that has been in games in years. So, you know, it's like a really big multiplayer thing of just like crashing, knocking people off the road. You know, just jumping through billboards and doing spins in the air and just all these like really good, fun, clean stunts. And it just, You know, the cars feel great. There's a, you know, you feel like you're flying at points in that thing, flying off some of these ramps and shit.
It's
and
like a it's just millennium so version of Spy Honor.
Yeah. It's, you don't even need the guns, no oil slicks, no smoke
trucks,
screen, nothing.
Yeah.
No weapons van, none of that. No Peter Gunn theme. You just... You just get out there and do it, and it still feels good. In some ways, it's like kind of depressing, right? Because like here I am playing this remastered version of this 10-year-old game, and realizing like, man, the last 10 years of driving games have been pretty disappointing. Because this is still it, and I hope that this does well enough. I hope that like you know because it's put out by EA and they put out the Need for Speed games. Some of the same people that made this game made some of those Need for Speed games, but they just missed the mark. So I'm hoping that they can look at this and go like, oh, right, we made the best driving game of the modern era. We should probably try to make something a little bit more like that and maybe leave behind some of this like, hey, pay us real money to get some car parts to upgrade your real car and then, I don't know, crime shit. Like, it just hasn't worked. So I'm hoping Burnout is like, going to be this like light that people can go towards and be like, okay, we need to make driving games more fun like that again, because that's my shit for real.
PlayStation 4 has announced a new game called Dragon Quest Echoes Elusive Age. What's that about?
Dragon Quest is like they had to pass a law in Japan about Dragon Quest.
What?
Basically saying like you can only release Dragon Quest games on the weekend. Because too many kids were skipping school, too many businessmen just saying, fuck work, I'm going to go stand in line and buy this game. Like, Dragon Quest, you know, it came out here as Dragon Warrior back in the day on the original Nintendo and that sort of stuff. Now they just release them as Dragon Quest. And yeah, man, it's been so huge in Japan for so long. And here, like, the series has kind of come and gone. Like, people are into it, they're not into it. Dragon Quest XI... Echoes of Elusive Age. Yeah, they're getting ready to put it out here in September, and it'll come to Switch a little bit later. But it's coming out to PlayStation 4 and PC in September, and I'm going to be really curious to see how it does here, because originally, you know, these Dragon Quest games were games on the 3DS for a good long time. Recently, you know, because the 3DS was so huge in Japan that they're like, well, whatever, we got the biggest game franchise, biggest, you know, one of the bigger platforms, let's do it. But like the handheld stuff hasn't really hit the same way here as it was there at the time. So, yeah, you know, it's interesting to see. A lot of Japanese franchises like Dragon Quest, like stuff like Monster Hunter that's been like huge overseas for years, finally started hitting it big here recently. And I think like more and more people are checking for a lot of the Japanese stuff that had kind of fallen off for a few years. So now that they're kind of back getting it done, like I'll be curious to see if this game kind of breaks through in a way. And connects with people in a way that maybe the previous ones haven't lately. So I'm interested in it for sure.
Last but not least, Microsoft is giving out a lot of games right now, spring games on Xbox One. A lot. If you're a gold member.
Yeah. Every month, if you're a gold member, you get some free games.
You get some dope games too.
Yeah, it's there's the Sony does some similar stuff too. I know Sony's got like Trackmania Turbo, which is, you know, like a good, it's good for the price, good for throwing in, and Mad Max is over there. I'm actually not sure what Microsoft's April games are because every month they rotate it, you know. So it's like every month if you're an Xbox Live Gold member, there's just like a couple of games you get, and now Microsoft is selling. Something they call, this actually applies to Sea of Thieves in a really big way, because as a $60 game, I don't know that Sea of Thieves is something I would recommend, but now they're running this the Game Pass, and the Game Pass is like, it's almost like a Netflix for games in a way, where you just pay them, I think it's $10 a month, and then it's just like, okay, here's 100 games you can just play, and Microsoft has said like all their new games are going to be a part of that service from Sea of Thieves on forward. So if you're paying, you know, $10 a month anyway, and you just get to play Sea of Thieves, I'd feel a lot better about that than if I had walked out and dropped $60 on it and got home and went, where are the boats? I think that's a really cool thing that they're only making better as time goes on. So yeah, that stuff's been interesting to watch. I'm calling it up right here. I'm gonna be able to tell you in a second here what these April games are. What do we got here? Oh, The Witness, which is like a fun puzzle game. That'll be 1st through the 30th, the whole month of April.
That's cool.
And then from April 16th to May 15th, Assassin's Creed Syndicate, which is that's like a pirate. Syndicate the pirate.
Syndicate.
Man, they have made too many Assassin's Creed games.
I think
the pirate one. Yeah. Assassin's Creed Syndicate. And then if you got a 360, actually these will run on Xbox One also. Dead Space 2 is going to be one of those games. Okay. And the Dead Space games never got the love they deserved. Those were good kind of space horror themed games. So like just getting to play Dead Space 2, that might be my favorite one of the three they made. So that's a pretty good one to get to. Yeah, there's some good stuff coming.
That's what's up, man. Yo, Big Jeff, thank you. For calling up.
Yeah, thank you.
And, it's always a good time to talk to you about video games. Now it will make me want to just go home and play any and every video game I can find. I'm just hoping right now.
That's just how it is, man. I'm going to go back down. Now that I'm done with you, I'm going to go down and I'm probably going to play. I might try to get a little bit back into Sea of Thieves and see how it does. I'm playing some unreleased stuff that I can't talk about quite yet. Maybe next
Come
time
on.
We'll check in on some of that. All right. It might not even be worth checking in on, honestly. Some of this shit is pretty whack. I don't know.
Oh, man. Jeff Gerstein, where can he reach you at?
You can reach me at giantbomb.com if you want to hit me up on Twitter or Instagram. It is at Jeff Gerstman or Jeff.zone. Hit me up. I don't know. I'm around.
All right, Gerstman, the man.
Yeah.
Let's do this, man. The Lord says special once again. Thank you for calling up my brother.
All right, man. Free DMX.
Oh, man. Thanks.
Yeah.